This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the weather pattern is becoming more active across the Columbia Basin, but the main effect so far has just been occasional increased winds and cooler temperatures. This is due to the center portion of the storm system's path continuing to be well north into British Columbia, and so the resulting westerly flow is dried out as it moves east of the Cascades. So the best chance for a few showers and thunderstorms into Thursday will be near the Cascades and near the Blue Mountains, but even then amounts should be less than a tenth of an inch. The dry weather will allow field work and harvest of hay and fruit to proceed. Balers can expect humidity to top out between 75 and 85% most mornings, with some moderate dew, especially Friday through Sunday when there'll be less clouds. If you need to spray, you can plan on light winds for Wednesday through Monday. Now, do you remember back in July and early August when we were talking about weekly crop water use around 2.5 inches? Well, these cooler temperatures and shorter days has cut that to around 1 inch for alfalfa, and lawns will only need about 3/4 of an inch. The lack of soil moisture, though, will continue to be a problem for pasture regrowth and fall planting. It does look like there is a chance for rain the last week of September, and we'll take a closer and more refined look at that in upcoming impacts. And if you're headed to Pendleton this week, hope you have a great roundup. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.